danger. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Angela Yee's running late. Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday. Drop one of the clues bombs for Friday, damn it.
Absolutely. It's Friday. The weekend's here.
Absolutely. I've grown to appreciate the weekends more and more as I've gotten older. I mean, I've always appreciated the weekends, but when you really work during the week, like really work, like really put in that time, you look forward to the weekends, damn it.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Last night I was out in Philly. You know how Philly does a lot of rap battles. They still are heavy into lyricism in Philly. So I had to go down there and host one of the rap battles last night.
Did anybody get shot?
Nobody got shot. It was actually a nice.
Wow.
Well, I wouldn't even say it was a nice event because everybody was rapping hard. But nobody got shot. There was no fights, no beef. It was just a dope event out in Philly. Had a good time there yesterday. And that's all I did. I just enjoyed the weather yesterday. It was 90 degrees in New York City. I think it got up to 92, 93. The weather was just beautiful. I was just out riding around, just enjoying the weather. What'd you do yesterday?
I was actually coming back from L.A. all day yesterday. So I think I left L.A. at like 6 in the morning, but didn't land here in New York City until 2 o'clock. If you've ever landed at JFK around 2, 2:30, and then have to make your way
to rush hour traffic?
Into the city first. Got to go to Manhattan first and then go to Jersey. I ain't get home till about 7:30.
That take about 3-4 hours.
Yeah, 7:30. So it's like the same. I was on the plane for 4.5 hours coming back from L.A.
They just in traffic drive four and a half hours.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So, you know, that's just the beauty of living in New York City, New Jersey.
You should have just rolled down the window and just enjoyed the weather.
Yes.
Now, I seen somebody from Fox News Sports. Is it Fox News or Fox Sports News, whatever they call
it? Fox Sports One, I think.
Yeah. I don't think he likes you too much. He said he was going to put you in his place.
See, he threatened me.
He did threaten you.
He said he was going to deal with me.
I was nervous for
you. That was a threat. The white woman he was protecting his logic, Christine Leahy, by her logic, that was a threat. He threatened me.
I felt threatened for you.
I feel threatened right now.
You should. I was scared. I was nervous.
I feel threatened.
I almost called 911 for you yesterday.
I feel threatened, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how I'm going to react this morning. I'm just going to, you know, open up the door a little bit, let God in, and I'm going to let God speak through me. That's what God does. You know, God just speaks through me sometimes. So 4 after the hour, 8 o'clock, during Donkey of the Day, we need Jason Whitlock to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
Oh, this is going to be a good one.
Maybe I can save him from himself.
Oh, man,
you know,
this is
I usually ignore people who I see don't genuinely love themselves, but maybe I can make him love himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I was listening to Rel and Jay-Z, a throwback record, All of This Love for Free.
Mm.
Remember that record?
Yeah.
All this love for free.
Yeah.
Better come and get some. I'm like, you know, I'm going to give out some free love this morning.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
I could give out free smoke.
Get that same energy out. That's what I'm talking about.
I could give out free smoke, but I'm going to give out free love this morning.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, Andy Cohen will be joining us this morning. So we'll kick with Andy Cohen.
Andy, man. When did Andy come?
Now, I'm not going to lie. Andy might have been flirting with me a little too much. Now, there's a part in the interview where he says, DJ Envy, bend over. And I'm like, what?
Really?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
I did Watch What Happens Live. I didn't have to bend over to do it. Maybe he wants you to do what you got to do. Maybe he wants you to earn your spot a different way.
I don't know. Well, Front Page News is next. We'll tell you about this horrible, horrible, I don't want to call it an accident because he did it on purpose. This guy driving his car through Times Square.
Oh, he did do it on purpose.
Ran 22 people over, killed one. We'll give you all the updates.
What?
Hopefully, you'll be here by then. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Howdy, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
I just want to say real quick for everybody listening on a fine Friday, and, you know, they amped up the bad and bougie. Always remember, fine and frugal is better. Okay?
All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, NBA playoffs, there were no games last night, but Cleveland plays Boston tonight at 8:30 in game two. The Cavs lead the series 1-0. Now, let's talk about what happened in Times Square, G.
Man, this was crazy yesterday. So, an 18-year-old woman was killed and 22 people were injured, and that is because a man, Richard Rojas, who was 26 years old from the Bronx, decided to drive his 2009 Honda Accord through Times Square and went on the sidewalk and ended up injuring 22 people and killing one. Now,
what does your Uncle Charlotte tell you all the time?
He tested positive for PCP.
I understand the PCP part, but let's be clear. He's from the Bronx. I keep telling y'all the craziest people in the world are from the Bronx and all of Florida.
Well, they said that he was in the Navy, and they said ever since he came home from the Navy, he had a lot of problems. He had a lot of drinking problems.
He's from the Bronx.
I think he had like two DWIs or something like that.
Yeah, he had two prior ones.
And he's from the Bronx.
He also suffered from psychological issues. He told police he expected that the officers would shoot him, and he said God made him do it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
You know, he had mental health problems, you know, and that goes back to a lot of people have mental health problems.
That is true. Everything y'all saying is true, but he's also from the Bronx. I keep telling y'all over and over the craziest people in the world are in the Bronx and all of Florida.
My goodness. Now, what else we got on front page news, G?
I mean, that was really the main big story. Roger Ailes passed away. He built Fox News into a powerhouse, and then he was forced out because of sexual harassment allegations. He died yesterday. He was 77 years old. He actually suffered some complications after he fell at his home last week in Florida, and then he slipped into a coma.
Yeah, he got forced out of Fox. He don't have no women to sexually harass, so he doesn't have anything to live for anymore.
My goodness. He clocked out.
He did what I thought Bill Cosby was going to do a couple years ago.
He lost his job last summer after he was sued for sexual harassment. Other women came forward after that to support her claims. And the one woman who first charged him, she actually ended up getting $20 million.
Nothing else to live for, man. Sexual harassment gave him happiness every day of his life, okay? When you're not in that building to sexually harass women, what else is there for you to do?
All right.
He clocked out.
My last front page news. Now, get it off your chest when we come back. Tell them why you're mad or tell them why you're blessed. 800-585-1051. If you're having a bad day and you just want to vent so you can have a great day, you can call us now. Or if you feel blessed and you want to spread some positivity, you can do that as well. 800-585-1051. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Renee from Miramar, Florida.
Hey, Renee, how you feeling this morning?
I'm feeling great.
You feeling blessed?
I'm feeling really blessed, and I'm happy. I just got up, and I was listening to Charlamagne. He's about to give Jason Whitlock Donkey. Charlamagne, I'm so happy that you gave that whatever, Christy, whatever her name, Donkey of it, because she's been going off of the mouth for the longest.
Yes.
And I'm glad somebody put that in her place.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, Jason Whitlock, being the good house Negro he is, has come to her defense. He's jumping in the way of these bullets that she got. So
he said he's going to put you in your place.
He threatened me.
He did.
He threatened me.
I was nervous for you.
You know, he said he said I need to be dealt with. That's what he said.
You need to be dealt with.
Let's get the threat right.
Now, when somebody says deal with you, that usually means
it's a threat. I take that as a threat. By his co-host Christine's logic, that was a threat.
I'm scared of you. I'm scared for you. Hello, who's this?
This is Stephen from Miami.
Hey, bro, why are you mad this morning?
Well, I'm mad. Well, first of all, I'd like to say hi to the whole Breakfast Club. I've been a faithful listener for the last 3.5 of your 5 years.
Appreciate
it. I'm mad because I called last week when I won my $300 in the lottery, and I'm mad because you guys never let me finish talking before you hang up on me. DJ Envy,
that's
so
Envy who does that.
Button.
All right, go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
Well, that's it from Matt from last week, but I also wanted to, Charlamagne said, I got to shoot my shot. Hey, Angelique, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I just want to let you know, put it out there. If you're ever looking for a couple that you want to co-mingle with, me and my girl are down for that. I already talked to her.
All right, don't let this guy finish.
Threesome, okay.
But thank you. I appreciate
it. Keep shooting your shot, man. Go ahead. Keep going.
It's Friday. Why not?
That's right. It's Freaky Friday.
Or maybe you and Envy and his wife and your girl could maybe like switch up.
Nah, pass. We're not into that.
Nah,
sorry.
Nah. He wants you with that one too.
Is your girl around?
Nah, she at home.
Okay. All right. Well, go ahead. What's your answer to him, Yee? What's your reply?
I'm not doing that.
She's not doing that, sir.
But I appreciate the offer.
All right, I'll put it out
keep
there.
Keep going now.
Angela's not interested in a threesome, Envy.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Derek J from VA.
Tell him why you mad.
I'm mad, man, because I've been hustling, man, for a year and a half on my YouTube channel, man, and where I make funny skits and funny videos, and I'm doing something different that's nobody doing.
Everybody's really doing.
So ain't nobody recognizing how funny I am right now.
My brother. You said you've only been doing it for a year and a half. You know I have a book out called Black Privilege Opportunity Comes to Those Who Create It. In that book, I talk about putting the weed in the bag, meaning that everything has a process. A year and a half is not a long time, sir. Keep pushing if you really believe in what you believe in. Okay? You know how long I've been doing radio? 19 years. Okay?
Now, you said funny. Who is that? Is it funny? Because it could be just funny to you.
Well, let's hear something. I'm funny, even though it's not a lot of people. I do get a lot of good feedback.
Things take time.
Let's hear something.
He said it's a skit, ye.
Yeah, it's not comedy or nothing.
Why don't you shout out your YouTube page?
I do funny skits where I play every character and every day.
Sir, we're trying to give you an opportunity to promote
shout
yourself.
Shout out your YouTube page.
Oh, it's called Derek J's Videos. It's DERRICK J's Video.
All right, now everybody go look at Derek J's video. See if he's funny. If he's not funny, leave comments on this page telling him he sucks. But a year and a half is not a long time. You still got to go through the process, sir.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you want to get something off your chest, maybe tell him why you're mad or tell him why you're blessed. Call us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad
or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's up, man? It's your boy Trav, man, calling out Salisbury, Maryland.
Why you mad, bro?
Oh, I ain't mad. I'm calling because I'm blessed.
Oh, why you blessed?
Man, I'm blessed, man. My son was just born 323 this morning.
Congrats, man.
Congratulations,
thank
brother.
Thank you, young Caden Jarrell with it. Hey, what's up, Charlamagne, man? Look, man, my man picked your book up, man. He dropped some gems in there. I think I'm going to have to go cop that.
Please go, dude. Black Privilege is out right now. Bookstores everywhere. Where you at?
I'm in Salisbury, Maryland right now.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be in Baltimore soon. I forgot when. They told me yesterday.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, peace and blessings, guys.
Oh, man.
Here we go. Party
guy. No, he's not Border Party guy no more.
Guy anymore. It's the real peanut oil guy.
Peanut oil guy. He says peanut oil now.
Peanut. Why
the
you
artist
peanut
formerly oil known as Porta Potty Guy.
Yeah, but Charlamagne, check your DM, man. I DM you, bro.
I don't check DMs from guys.
Oh, okay. But hold up. I just spoke to God, and God said that he want to say that guy is lying on him.
What guy?
What you
the guy
about?
That said he run people over because God told him.
Oh.
if you guys read Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, you guys would see that the devil made him do that. You know what I mean?
I tell people all the time, Satan got a kingdom too.
My goodness.
You got to watch them voices that you think listening and talking to you in your head.
That's get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, what artist says he turned down being the first person to do a deal with Apple Music? Also, T-Pain, he puts out some music. He released a whole bunch of music. And we'll tell you about those collabs with Weezy.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, apparently T-Pain has had these songs that he did with Lil Wayne since 2009 unreleased. Remember they were supposed to have the T-Wayne project?
I remember.
And that never happened. Well, he has 8 songs that never saw the light of day, and he decided to go ahead and put them on out. He tweeted, I'm feeling real spontaneous right now. Hashtag 2009, hashtag the missing page. In the history book, did any of you guys listen to these 8 songs?
No, I didn't.
I didn't listen to them.
I'm sorry.
All right, well, here's a snippet of one of those songs for you. It's called Listen to Me.
Straight out the backseat of the dually with the truly. I am truly unruly. Mic check 1-2 me. It is money mouth colder. Smoking like running hot water. Better yet, like running hot lava. I am something like a ball because I cut your fucking head off. And if I'm in the building, I've been motherfucking paid off. Let me take my shades out so I can pick up the seat and bitch.
If you are fine, you listen to me.
Sounds like 2009.
Yeah, it does. I mean,
that's exciting for people, though, because Lil Wayne's been...
I think it's exciting for older people mm-hmm. who grew up in that era, you know, who remember when T-Pain and Lil Wayne were doing songs together.
Doing hits, yeah.
So, yeah, you know, after you take the kid to school and, you know, get off your job, you might throw in those 8 songs.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. That's 2 presidents. That's 2 presidential terms, almost.
Almost, that's high school.
You're almost out of college. You know how long ago 7 years
is? Music changed so much.
What? Life changes so much.
Well, anyway, he wanted to put it out because it's just sitting there, and why not?
Why not? Did he sell it, or is this for free?
It's for free. You can stream it.
Maybe they'll go on tour or something.
I don't know what the deal is, though, with Birdman, with Lil Wayne's, because, you know, obviously Lil Wayne can't just put out music right now, so I don't know how that's going to work.
But T-Pain can, right?
Right, but Lil Wayne's on
still need
it,
clearance
so.
Of Lil okay. Wayne, but...
Yeah, you can't just put it out. I don't know how that happened behind the scenes. Now, Chief Keef says he turned down being the first artist with an Apple Music deal. He said he could have been the first person to do that. He did an interview with Larry Jackson. He talked about sitting down with Larry Jackson, who was formerly the executive vice president of A&R Interscope, and he's now Apple Music's head of content. And he said that they were talking about me taking to Apple, and they said before they did anybody with Apple Music, they said, you know what Larry called? He said, you're going to be the first artist on Apple Music. He said he turned it down.
Yeah, he should have did that one.
Yeah. I don't know why he wouldn't, but all right. Well, anyway, that's just some...
Yeah, I wouldn't even be telling nobody that.
A bad business move for him. That wasn't smart.
That's like saying you could have invested in Apple and you didn't do it. You know, like, don't tell anybody that.
That's a bad one.
All right.
All right, now, here's some good news. Charlamagne is going to be hosting the BET Experience.
Oh.
What?
You almost threw me for a loop. I was like, what?
Okay. Now, this should be pretty exciting. I think Khaled do it last year?
I don't know. I don't know.
What is the BET Experience?
All right, so basically, it's a Genius Talk series. It's sponsored, it's over at BET Experience at LA Live, and Coca-Cola presents it. And they sit down and talk to some pretty big people in the industry, like Tracee Ellis Ross.
Yes.
Issa Rae,
yes.
Pusha T, Nick Cannon, New Edition.
Mm-hmm. Ava DuVernay. I'm going to be honest with you. The last thing I would want to do is be in L.A. for a BET Awards weekend. Okay? Y'all know that. y'all know that ain't even my type of energy. But when they came to me and they told me the people that I would be interviewing, especially Tracee Ellis Ross, Issa Rae, and Ava DuVernay, I was like, oh, I'm all in. Mm. All in.
Right, so that's going to be going down at BET Awards.
So you need to go get your tickets or your wristbands. If you haven't, you go to BETExperience.com, right?
Oh, I don't know.
They're shooting this for a show, for TV?
I don't think so.
It's just streamed live on BET.com.
Oh, okay.
But go to BET Experience and you can get your tickets. I'm interviewing a lot of people that day. It's June 24th, right? Yes, June 24th. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Tracee...
Put it out there so I could throw it to you so you could tell us more about it.
But Tracee Ellis Ross, Issa Rae, Ava DuVernay, that's worth the price of admission.
Absolutely.
No, because I was out there last year. I just remember they had, like, a seated outdoors, and people could just come and watch the interview take place.
Cool.
Damn, it's going to be outside?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you don't like the sun?
No, I just think about what kind of moisturizer I need to use because, you know, I'm big on SPF everything. So right. I'm probably going to need an SPF 30 for the end of June, more than likely. Maybe SPF 50 even.
All right.
This guy.
Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. When we come back, we got front page news.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Good morning. It's
a Friday. Good morning.
Yes, it is.
Let's get in some front page news. Now, the playoffs, NBA playoffs last night, everybody had the night off. But Cleveland plays tonight, and they play Boston 8:30. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. The Cavs lead the series 1-0 now. Tell the people what happened in Times Square. So nasty, so horrific.
Yes, a terrible situation. Richard Rojas, 26, from the Bronx, was driving his 2009 Honda Accord. That is when he plowed into pedestrians in Times Square. He ended up injuring at least 22 people and killing an 18-year-old woman. Now, according to law enforcement sources, they're saying that he did suffer from psychological issues, and they did say he tested positive for PCP at the time.
By the way, he's from the Bronx. Listen to your Uncle Sharla. The craziest people in the world come from Florida and the Bronx.
They should have whooped him. They should have pulled him out. Well, he tried to run away, but they should have whooped his ass.
They said he punched a cop in the face and everything.
They should have beat. Like looking at that video, it's like you just have no care. No worries in the world. You just running people over. Look at this video. Oh, my gosh.
He told police that God made him do it.
God did not make you do that. You know what's so scary about that? I have an office right there in Times Square, and I'm surprised he only killed one person.
Yeah, that's very lucky.
I'm surprised he only killed one person.
Well, there are a couple people in critical condition right now that hopefully will pull through.
I don't like Times Square anyway, to be honest with you. I don't like that many. I don't like being around all those people. I've never have.
It's a lot of people. It feels unsafe. There's a lot of tourists. You don't know who's a tourist, who's a bad guy.
You
don't know who's trying to pickpocket. Yeah, no,
that's the scary thing about life. I mean, of course, we have to just wake up and live and go be amongst people. But the scary thing about life is you cannot control other people's energy.
Right.
Somebody having a bad day, somebody going through something, and they take it out on you in that situation. And why didn't the NYPD shoot him? I do not like the call for the shooting.
Well, he jumped out the car. He jumped out the car by the
way. I don't care. They should have shot him.
It would have been unsafe. Too many people
that's
around.
The car, that's the time when the man weaponized. He turned the car into a weapon.
Right.
He killed somebody. He jumps out wilding. That's when you're supposed to shoot somebody, NYPD. Okay? That is a real threat.
Shout out to all the good Samaritans that wrestled him down and held him down while the police were able to handcuff him.
I gave him a nice little stab. Test out my knife, see how sharp it is. Gotta give him a nice little stab.
Now, what else are we talking about on Front Page News?
Oh, man, we are talking about police officer Betty Shelby, who was acquitted.
This pisses me off.
In Tulsa, Oklahoma, after she shot and killed an unarmed black man.
See what I'm saying? You kill an unarmed black man with an actual weapon, a car who actually killed somebody. Right. You just let him live. See what I'm talking about?
40-year-old Terrence Crutcher. He was unarmed. He had a stalled vehicle, minding his business, had his hands up in the air.
See what I'm saying?
And she still went ahead and shot and killed him.
Great segue, damn it. This is exactly what I'm talking about.
The jury deliberated for 9 hours before acquitting her.
I don't get this one. I honestly don't. He had no weapons, no guns, no problem.
He was a big bad dude.
How you know he's a big bad dude?
How do police pick and choose who they want to shoot? Okay? Does the black skin terrify you that much?
It must. Uh-huh. Well, we have audio of his sister, right?
Yes, they were in church and the whole family came together and they were speaking about their disappointment in this verdict.
A tough pill to swallow. The facts were there. All the elements of manslaughter was there. Terrence's hands were up. Terrence was not an imminent threat. Terrence did not attack her. Terrence did not charge at her. Terrence was not the aggressor. Mm-mm-mm. Betty Shelby was the aggressor. Betty Shelby had the gun. Betty Shelby murdered my brother.
It's disgusting,
and
me,
Terrence
man.
Terrence didn't do nothing.
Nothing at all.
Like Terrence did absolutely nothing, and he's dead. Meanwhile, this guy plows a car in the middle of Times Square, and he just sitting in a jail cell somewhere.
Now, Betty Shelby also had a reported history of excessive force. And somehow, some way, she still managed to get off. She said
that
she
disgusting.
Did not know what he had in the car, so she was taught to act as though he had a gun.
That's what she was taught? You don't know what he has in the car, so you just start shooting and be like, oh, I thought he had something. You didn't see nothing?
She said she for her life.
Get the
and
F
she,
out of here,
she
man.
Said, I did everything I could to stop this. Crutcher's death is his fault.
No.
His fault?
That's what she said.
Wow. I told you, man.
You know what?
Sadly.
How do you believe in the judicial system when things like that happen?
It's his fault vehicle was stalled.
I'm numb to all of this stuff. I'm numb to it now. Like, I hear it so much.
Do you hear things like that? You'd be like, how? How could they possibly convict that lady?
How much more are we going to say how? It's always how. Why?
What do we do?
What do we do?
I'm asking, what do we do?
We can't believe
in the judicial system because obviously that's not working for us.
Well, the family still
plans... If we take it in our own hands, that doesn't work for us.
The family still plans to file a civil suit even though the criminal part of the case is over, but they still have not gotten their justice.
She doesn't have a license anymore on her gun, right? She's off the force, at least.
Well, they're demanding that she not be put back on the force, so we'll see what happens with that.
And truth of the matter is, you never get justice in those situations because you can't bring Terrence back. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's Front Page News. All right, when we come back from VH1, we have Andy Cohen.
It's not VH1.
What is it? Bravo.
Watch What Happens Live. Real Housewives producer.
Yeah, there you go. From Bravo, Andy Cohen, when we come back, is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have a special guest in the building with us this morning, Mr. Andy Cohen.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back.
Now, he would only talk to us once the camera started rolling because they gave us a whole list of demands. They said we cannot talk to Andy in the hallway. They said, do not look
at him.
Is
that true? No.
He's not Steve Harvey.
That's full. Oh, my God. I set up a Steve Harvey doorbell on my dressing room door. I did because of his memo. I thought it was so funny.
Do you feel the same way?
No. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. These people who are trying to talk to him, I don't think that they're trying to get selfies with him in the hallway. They're trying to produce their show.
Right.
Like, if people on my staff come up to me in the hallway and they want to talk to me about my I'm assuming that they are trying to make my show better.
Right.
And they're like, hey, can we talk about this segment we're doing, whatever? I mean, they're not coming by for selfies.
What if they're like, I have an idea?
Okay, then that could be irritating. I don't know. Not really. I mean, look, I can't speak for Steve Harvey. And, you know, so, but I thought that memo was hilarious. I mean, I put it up on my dressing room door. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But a lot of people, I'm sure, come by for little things. Maybe their family member's in town and wants to take a picture
right.
of somebody
yes.
wants to meet. And those
yes.
things, I'm sure,
yes.
can be a distraction.
No, absolutely.
You ask in advance. But I also feel like if these people work on your staff to make your show better and they're professionals, that they kind of know... that can read you and to know what to say, what to ask you,
right.
when to do it.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, I mean, what is his staff doing? What are they doing to Steve Harvey in those hallways?
I don't know.
What are they doing? I did his show last week, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact, in Chicago. It was before that memo came out.
Okay.
And but no, he was like walking through the hallway with his security guy when I left. So I was like, okay, there you go.
Now let's talk Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
What a show.
What a show.
What a show. Did you expect any of that to happen?
No, I didn't. I didn't. No, I really didn't.
So you didn't tell Phaedra those stories about...
No. I was very surprised that Phaedra said, this came from me. I was really, really surprised.
Your face was, I mean, classic. When she said, and you said, well why did you lie? And she was just like, mm-hmm.
That was mm-hmm. the thing that I, you know, and I told her after we spoke a few days later, and I said, I was really surprised that you didn't defend yourself more. And I feel like I was throwing her kind of lines like, look,
come here, honey, I'm trying to help you.
Right, exactly. I was something. Like, look, I mean, because the truth of the matter is Team Candy has been talking about Phaedra for a few years. Right. So I could understand where her...
Disdain
or how she could be getting frustrated with mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. She was very passive. Yeah, that's what
that's not like her. She's a lawyer.
I was surprised by that.
Yeah, I wonder why she didn't like.
I don't know.
She was just in the wrong. She knew she was in the wrong and there was nothing she can do.
Right, that's right.
But she did afterwards say that the producers told her.
She did say that.
That story about.
Yeah. She did say that.
Did you question the producer? You are a producer, too.
I don't believe it. And also, I know Phaedra and I know everyone in the group. You can't tell them, oh, go say this on camera. Like, it just doesn't work. Have you ever met a Real Housewife? Mm-hmm. They do their own thing.
Right.
You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's what works for them, really.
That's why we hire them.
Right.
Yes.
So is it rumored? There was rumor that she is fired. Has she been let go yet?
There is rumor that she's fired. I mean, look, we're looking at next season, and you have to look at where we left off, which is that none of the women want to engage with her. So that's a tough place to come back from. That's all I'll say on that.
Right. Because it's very rare that one of the housewives, I mean, all kinds of crazy things happen. Like, housewives have been caught lying. They've gone to jail.
Yeah.
They've had all...
Well, it's funny. And people are comparing this. You know, people are tweeting me saying, wait, you know, Teresa was on the show and she... I think that as a producer of the show, you have to look at the dynamic of the group. I remember in season two of New Jersey when Danielle was on, and at the end of that season two reunion, no one really wanted to have anything to do with her. Mm-hmm. It is hard to come back from that. It's about a group of friends. So, you know, you're shooting a group of friends. that's what you have to look at.
But is it about friends? Because it seems like
it's about friends.
Kind of
and we know sometimes there's tension with friends, mm-hmm. man.
People want to have to film with you, too. If everybody's like, I
thought that was part of it. Like, yeah, some people are friends, but then they might not like this one.
No, that absolutely is. But if it's five against one, then that's also not fair to the one.
Right.
It's really not. I mean, there you go. Exactly.
Now, Nene's trying to find all kinds of solutions.
That's a possibility, too.
Now, Nene's coming back.
Is she?
Is she? We should be asking you.
Is she?
Is Nene coming
who
back?
Who said that?
That's what we keep hearing.
No, I know. Here's the thing. There's a lot of rumors about season 10, and the answer is Kim and Nene. That's a big rumor. The answer is we haven't started shooting. We will let you know as soon as it happens.
Now, so no... man on the show, no husband has ever gotten paid or boyfriend or anything.
Right.
Real Housewives.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
Okay. I was just verifying.
They said that before. He said the women get paid now. Whatever they want to do with their money, if they want to break off their spouse or their boyfriends, that's up to them. But it's about the women.
Right.
Okay. Has there ever been a time that you've wanted like a man, like one of the husbands or boyfriends to be on the show and they've been reluctant? Like, would you ever be like, okay,
if we can't, it's a bad precedent to set to mm-hmm. start paying the guys. Because the idea is this is a show about women mm-hmm. and their lives.
Right.
And the guys come with it. They're part of the package, you know? Mm-hmm. They are considered part of the package. And more, you know, some of them will engage more than others. And it's on the one hand, their prerogative. And on the other hand, we obviously encourage engagement. We've been lucky with Atlanta because the guys have typically wanted to be a part of the show. And they view it as supporting their wives. Right. And we think it's great. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there's a lot of talk on Twitter like, oh, you know, they want a peach or whatever. I'm like, listen, this is kind of part of their job. You know, they're supporting their wives and bless them for doing it. You know, and sometimes they're like, why are they at the reunion? Well, they're at the reunion because we invited them and we asked them to come. And
I love it. The one field where the woman makes more than the man.
Exactly.
That is true.
Real housewives. Exactly. See, so Envy, if Gia, if your wife goes on, you don't get nothing.
That's all right. I'm supporting my wife.
That's right.
My wife wants to do exactly. She supports me.
It'll come back to Envy in some way or another.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, we got more with Andy Cohen when we come back. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Andy Cohen in the building. Now, are there any scenes that you had to take out because it's just too violent or just too much?
Because I was watching the scene with Sheree, and I guess she was in the car, and her ex-husband made fun of hitting her. You know?
Yes. Yeah, there have been things that we have taken out. Typically, if it happens in front of the camera, it's fair game. Mm-hmm. I thought the story with Sheree was fascinating, first of all, on several levels. I think, first of all, it showed us a window into a side of Sheree that we never knew, which was something very vulnerable and sad and painful in her past, and it explained kind of who she is and why she behaves the way she does.
Right.
And so that was really interesting. And second of all, I think that as... I don't want to say it was educational, but I want to say that it was something that women who have maybe been through that in the past could look at and either relate to or have a thought about or learn about.
It's a teachable moment.
It's a teachable moment. I think it really is. And I think Sheree, in retrospect, from what she has said, is glad that it was out there because it's kind of... She's gotten a lot of support from people and from her friends on the show. And so, yeah.
Now, Sheree, is she ever going to finish this mansion?
I don't know. It looks like she's kind of in the final stretch.
She's been building it for, 8 years now?
Something like that.
7 years.
Yeah, Chateau Sheree.
Chateau Sheree.
Yes.
All right, now let's talk about Love Connection.
I'm so excited, you guys. Love Connection, I'm hosting it. It's back on Fox May 25th, Thursdays at 9, after Jamie Foxx's new show, Beat Shazam. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I could win that show, by the way.
Beat Shazam?
Yes.
I bet you could. I bet you wouldn't do bad on Love Connection, too.
You think so?
Yeah.
Now, tell us about Love Connection, because there's a lot of people that don't know or too young for Love Connection. So explain what Love Connection is.
You guys, it is the best show, and it is so perfect for me. Basically, we set up two sexy singles on 3 dates each. So let's say you're coming on the show, okay? Okay. So you come on the show and you say, this is my type of guy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to set you up on 3 blind dates with 3 guys. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we are going to you're going to go on the dates and then basically you're going to come on the show and I'm going to have each of the 3 guys on video and I'm going to hear about your dates, the good, the bad, the awkward, the ugly. Mm-hmm. At the beginning of the date, we have each of you rate each other's looks based on your first impression on a scale of 1 to 10.
That's gonna be good.
So we got people grading each other's looks, which is so awkward. It's either amazing or so awkward.
Right.
It's like, you know, we had guys on there. He's like, I told you I was looking for a big booty and her booty wasn't big enough, so I gave her a 3. Like, crazy. It's so crazy. And then they talk about the dates. And then we have the audience vote on who they think should be the person's
love connection. But with the updated.
It's classic, but it's updated. Mm-hmm. So then at the end we have you say, okay, this is the guy that I want to be my love connection. We bring him out. Then we find out who the audience voted for. If the audience voted for a different guy, let's say they chose Envy, who you had a horrible date with and you hate it. And here comes Envy. Now you can choose to go away for an overnight date with your love connection, or we'll give you $10,000 to go off with DJ Envy. So there's a little love or money thing at the end of every episode.
There's a little twist.
So it's so cool, you guys. It's so funny. And we set up, there's every kind of couple.
What about menages?
We don't have menages. Maybe that's season 2, but I like that. I like that. I love a menage. And then, you know, we've got every kind. Fox is really into diversity. And on the other show, it's like they only set white people up with white people and black people up with black people. We've got interracial couples. We had this woman. I think she's in the premiere episode. She went on her first date ever with a white guy. And I said, what were you thinking at dinner? She goes, I was terrified. I go, why? She goes, because he was white. I'm like, she's like, I've never been to dinner with a white guy.
I've never been on a date with a white guy.
There you go. It was so cool.
No, really? I never have.
And they totally connected, too. Really? I mean, it was great. There's so much funny.
Do you do gay couples as well?
Yeah, we do gay couples. We have hot lesbians. Mm-hmm. Like, super hot.
Now, with the Real Housewives franchise, what's next?
You know what? Potomac is having killer ratings
right
now.
All right, so, yeah, let's talk about that.
It's a good group. And, you know, yeah, they all have a different vibe. And
now,
Potomac has her own vibe. What happened with Katie?
Did she quit or was she...
God, what did happen with Katie? She, I think it was kind of a mutual... I think there was something with her ex or something. It was tied up. She wasn't able to come back on.
Her
I would have loved to have her.
The
own.
Guy that she was on the show with.
Not the white guy that wouldn't marry her. I think the father of the kids. I think. I could be wrong.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So she had to leave.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to expand into other...
I think we're good right now, don't you?
I think you should bring back Miami. I think Miami
you do?
Didn't have
yeah,
a
yeah,
shot.
Yeah.
I think it was too early on.
Well, you know what?
Can
we
bring
went,
back Larsa Pippen back
we
now,
went three seasons. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, that's true, actually. We went three seasons with Miami. The thing about it is that, you know, Mama Elsa got really sick. She was actually a really important part of that show. And when she got sick and left the show, people were kind of like... It was, I just, the ratings went down season three, which is never the direction that you want it. And then, like, the reunions really went down, the ratings. And it's like, if they don't want to see the reunions, maybe there's a problem.
Yeah. I thought bringing that back would have been good. People are into them now.
Oh, I love
Miami. Oh, and I wanted to ask you, okay, because I know you pay attention to everything that's
going
on in pop culture.
Yeah.
So have you been following this L.A. Reid story of him?
I have. I mean, I'm assuming you guys have had L.A. on.
Yeah, we did for his book.
Yeah. I am a huge L.A. Reid fan.
Mm-hmm.
Huge L.A. Reid fan. So I don't know anything about what's going on. And he's been a great guy. And I know his wife, Erica, and I've met their kids. And I love L.A. We go to the end of the earth for him. So...
Yeah, we're trying to watch this story unfold and figure out, you know. I mean, I don't really know what happened.
No,
but
we don't know what happened.
I don't know what happened.
We were talking earlier about how hard it is sometimes, like, to claim for women who are sexually harassed. Because I feel like little incidents happen, you know, all the time.
Right.
Like, what's sexual harassment? If somebody says to you, you look really good in that, is that sexual harassment?
No. But then I was at our first Christmas party, and one of the sales ladies smacked me on my butt. Is that sexual harassment?
All right, that's in the direction. I mean, but also it's playful.
It's like,
but also, by the way, there's a double standard because if you slapped her on the butt, that is sexual harassment.
If a
woman does that to you, it's more probably considered playful. Now, if you're her assistant and she's like, bend over, DJ. Show me that pretty ass. That's sexual harassment.
That would be awkward.
Okay, so you guys sexually harass
me. Can you bend over, DJ?
No.
I'm just kidding.
All right.
No, well, you don't work here, so
I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'm totally kidding.
Now, what about if somebody walks in and starts massaging your shoulders?
Well, that's getting there. Yeah, right?
All right.
Now, you met Michelle Obama recently.
I did.
How was that?
It was great. It was so cool. I saw Charlamagne
there.
And I said, are you watching The Housewives? Because I've met her a few times, and I've always heard that she watches The Housewives. And she said, she goes, I can't wait for part four of the reunion. And I was like, yes.
Really?
Yes.
There we go. That's what I love.
Yeah, me too.
I
love Michelle Obama.
Too, and that surprises me. I was like, when do you have the time
awesome.
To watch TV and
right.
listen to the radio?
Well, now she does.
Now
she does.
Right.
I love Michelle Obama. I would go to the ends of the earth for her, too.
All right.
All right, so wait, Love Connection premieres.
May
25th on Fox. It's after Jamie Foxx's new show, Beat Shazam. And it's great, you guys. Thursday nights, watch it before you go out.
I'm into it. I love dating shows.
I'm telling you, this is so good. You guys are going to love it.
All
love
right.
Connection.
I love
May 25th, Fox TV. Check it out. The Love Connection with Andy Cohen. Thank you for coming.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you for stopping
Appreciate
by.
Appreciate it.
It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Ah, it's a Friday, and I'm excited. I'm excited.
All right.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk for real.
Listen up. This just
in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm convinced there's something wrong with Envy. I'm convinced. All right, Pharrell was at NYU's 2017 commencement, and he gave quite an inspirational speech about women and women's rights. Here's what he had to say.
Your generation is unraveling deeply entrenched laws, principles, and misguided values that have held women back for far too long, and therefore have held us all back, the human race. The world that you will live in will be a lot better for it. This is the first generation that navigates the world with the security and the confidence to treat women as equal.
All right, gotta love Pharrell, man.
Absolutely. Drop one of the clues bombs for Pharrell. He's always on the right side of things.
He is.
Talking very specifically about women's rights at NYU's graduation. All right, Amber Rose has had to hire armed security. We told you her house got broken into, and she was actually home. Young Sebastian was in the house as well. They were sleeping. And she saw in the surveillance video a man broke in, hung out for about 4 hours before he left. There was surveillance video that captured him inside and outside of the house. So she now has armed cops 24/7 on duty at her house, just making sure that everything is safe.
She can afford it.
Right. She also feels like maybe she has a stalker, because he didn't steal anything.
Yeah, that's very scary.
He was just in there breathing in the ambiance. Amber also told me that she locks all her doors even when she's in the house. Like, she's the type to go in her bedroom and lock the door, go in the bathroom and lock the door. And she tells everybody else to do that because that's a Philly thing, she said. Mm. So I guess that's why the guy, you know, couldn't go into any rooms or anything like
maybe,
that.
Maybe, yeah.
All right, Black Youngster. He's out on bond and he put out a song. The song is called Birthday. And he is addressing young Dolph very directly in this song. Check it out.
Tell the whole world how you caught around and see the head of Felix and you come and tell me you was sorry. Oh. Tell your fans the truth. Tell them how you really wasn't trapping, you went on but a bar. Oh. Tell them how daddy yo used to little boy, you make it run to the store for a cigar and water. Oh. Tell them how we had a show together, you ain't come in because you thought I was going to rob you. Oh. Down your birthday, squeeze that fire on your birthday. Take him to the hood, put him on a set, do a drive-by on the first day.
All right, so basically, he's still maintaining his innocence. Check out more from Black Youngster's birthday song.
You the owner, nigga, come to CIAA with a bulletproof truck. Scared for your life. How you gonna go and shoot your own truck up and play dead for the night?
Gang, gang.
And then press charges on me and tell the police I did that shit.
Gang, gang.
Now the feds say that I'm a menace. This for all the young niggas innocent. I'm innocent. Let me get it, I ain't rent it.
By the way, I've never in my life heard Black Youngster rap.
You have?
I had no idea. I thought Black Youngster was a internet personality. I knew he was a rapper.
He got a couple of records out there.
We got a couple of records out there. I know they do.
Shake something. He got a double.
So basically, in the song, though, just to break it down for you, he's saying that Young Dolph shot up his own truck and pressed charges on him and said told the police he did that. He said he's innocent.
Basically, Black Youngster just wrote a whole statement. And when the police come and ask you to actually do an official statement, you might as well do it. You just put it in a whole song. And you should. If you're innocent.
Right.
All right. Well, that's the song Birthday if you want to check that out. Young Thug also did a song for Free Black Youngster.
Mm-hmm.
He got free pretty quickly, though, so I don't know.
I hate the situation because I like Black Youngster and I like Young Dolph. Both of them seem like good young brothers
and
who
like
got good
guy.
Energy, who are out here just getting this money and this bread. Like, why has it come to this? Can somebody sit these brothers down and just let them have a conversation and keep it moving?
It might be past that right now, especially since 100 bullets hit a car. But
yeah, but all y'all
hopefully
doing all y'all doing is costing yourself money now. Black Youngster got to pay for lawyer fees.
Right.
He had to pay bond. Like, it's pointless.
And you mentioned Young Thug. I'm kind of jealous of Young Thug. I'm gonna tell you why.
Because
the bag I just bought my wife for anniversary, he's wearing.
Why are you jealous? You
want to
wear
the bag?
I thought it was.
Because you wanted to actually wear the bag, but you didn't got the confidence. You don't got the confidence, Young Thug got.
No, I bought it for my wife, but I thought it was limited edition. I didn't know how he got it.
I have the bag envy as well.
Oh, how does it feel that he's wearing your bag?
I mean, you know, more power to him. He has good taste in bags. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Gender fluidity.
It's actually the Chanel LED bag.
I can't afford it.
I thought
LED was for TVs.
Well, the bag lights up like a TV.
Why the hell I want a bag that lights up like a TV for?
It's cool.
It's nice.
It's nice limited edition.
That bag deserves to get snatched in the dark. What is it all lit up for?
All right.
It's enticing the wolves.
All right. Well, that's the rumor report.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one.
So like a donkey.
Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, May 19th, goes to sports journalist Jason Lee Whitlock. If you don't know who Jason Whitlock is, he is the co-host of a daily sports TV show that I never heard of until yesterday called Speak for Yourself on Fox Sports 1. Now, Fox Sports 1 has been in the news this week because Colin Cowherd had LeVar Ball on his show this week, and LeVar got into an exchange with Kristen Leahy, also of Fox Sports 1. Play that real quick to refresh everyone's memory.
Have you sold any shoes yet?
Yeah, I sold a good amount to me.
How many?
Stay in your lane.
Anyways, I'm just curious.
I don't even worry about her over there.
Every time
she scares me to death.
I'm thinking of Saul right now.
And my problem is you are a hater. I never disrespect women. But I tell you what, if you act like that, something's coming to you.
Oh.
And it's okay.
Do you think...
Are you threatening me?
Okay. Now, I gave Christian Leahy Donkey of the Day this week for those comments, because that is textbook, let me weaponize my whiteness to demonize the black man. Anybody who can't see that doesn't want to see it. And I said during Donkey of the Day that she played the race card by accident. I don't even know if she weaponized her whiteness on purpose, but that's what she did, and I stand by my statement. That's the same kind of energy that got Emmett Till killed. You got these idiots who want to say, how can you compare LeVar Ball to Emmett Till? I'm not comparing LeVar Ball to Emmett Till. I'm simply saying the same weaponizing of whiteness to demonize the black man is what got Emmett Till killed. That's the same energy Christine Leahy gave out in the middle of that exchange. Yes, that man says, you're going to get what's coming to you, Christine Leahy. That's him simply saying, karma is going to come your way based off the comments you've made about him and how he raised his kids. But Christine, by your logic, if you think that's a threat, then Jason Whitlock definitely threatened me yesterday on Colin Cowherd's show, The Herd. Can we play that?
Charlamagne Tha God has come at Christine in a totally unprofessional, dangerous, irresponsible way. Some of this is spun in a racial way that I think is difficult for white people to handle. This is my area of expertise. I'm going to go at Charlamagne Tha God and all these idiots. Breakfast Club is the most powerful, popular, urban radio show in America.
In New York, L.A. based?
But it's a national show. It's Sirius XM. He needs to be dealt with, and he's going to get dealt with.
We're not Sirius XM, we're iHeart, damn it. I'm going to be dealt with. I need to be dealt with. That is a threat, Jason Whitlock. If you think what LeVar Ball said to your precious Christine Leahy is a threat, then you saying you're going to deal with me is absolutely a threat. Jason Whitlock said that I am spinning this in a racial way that is hard for white people to handle. You know why it's hard for white people to handle? Because waste of good black skin like you, Jason Whitlock, get around these Caucasians in corporate settings and don't tell the truth. How are we going to make racial progress in this country if we don't communicate? Tell them the truth. Same way Christian Leahy can say what makes her uncomfortable, I can point out as a black man what makes me uncomfortable. And Christian Leahy demonizing LeVar Ball and weaponizing her whiteness by saying this man was threatening her when he clearly wasn't makes me uncomfortable. And yes, I use the example of Emmett Till because that's the same kind of energy that got him killed. News like that wouldn't be hard for white people to handle, Jason Whitlock, if Negroes in position like you to tell them the truth told them the truth. But you're too busy attacking black people and demonizing us that you don't seem to understand that. Malcolm X once said, if you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Well, it's 2017. If Malcolm was alive, he wouldn't say newspaper. He would say media, and he would be talking directly to Negroes like you. Because when Jason Whitlock got on his show Speak for Yourself yesterday, along with Eric Davis, Chris Broussard, and the damsel in distress Christian Leahy, he said this.
Charlamagne Tha God did a commentary labeling you the donkey of the day. And this kind of sent me over the top because he went as far as to analogize this to what happened with Emmett Till. For Charlamagne Tha God to use his platform, the most powerful urban hip hop station in America with a huge following, to throw that kind of heat on you when your intentions weren't malicious at all.
Okay.
Your interaction with LeVar Ball wasn't disrespectful at all. For him to throw that kind of heat on you and your family, this is ridiculous. And it plays into a racial politics that has gotten out of hand or via social media. Charlamagne, stop it. Grow up. Be a man. You don't need that to build your following. Social media, people over Twitter, please stop and think. We're being racially divided for no reason, for the entertainment of people over Twitter and Instagram. This needs to stop.
This was never supposed to be a war, and it's turned into it. It was never supposed to be a war between me and LeVar, between me and Charlamagne Tha God, and now it's turned into that. It's not a war on race. It's not a racial discussion. It's not a feminist discussion. It was about respect. And to Charlamagne Tha God, I would love to go on your show. I've actually been a fan of The Breakfast Club. And if we can have a healthy conversation about this and make some good come out of it, let's do it. Put some respect on my name.
Oh, my God.
Now, Jason Whitlock has the nerve, the unmitigated gall, to say what I said was irresponsible, inappropriate, dangerous, out of bounds. Even had the nerve to say that I don't have to demonize someone, but not once did you check Christine Leahy for demonizing LaVar Ball. Not once did you tell Christine Leahy that her demonization of LaVar Ball is dangerous. And Eric Davis and Chris Broussard, I'm disappointed in you both because not once did either one of you Negroes speak up and try to explain to the damsel in distress why she was in the wrong. Even if you feel like LaVar Ball was in the wrong, do you think her playing the victim and positioning herself like she was in some sort of danger from the big scary black man was okay? Y'all keep screaming about lack of respect for Christine Leahy, but on that show to her, she's positioned in the back of the bus. You want people to look her in the eyes and talk to her. How? What guest has eyes in the back of their head? If you respect her so much, position her the way she's a real part of the show, and guests don't have to break their neck to talk to her. Hey, Christine, last thing I have to say to you is the way they have you positioned in that room is how they feel you should be positioned in life. Okay, behind the guys, way off to the side. But F that. It's not about you right now. It's about Jason Whitlock. Jason Whitlock, you have the nerve to talk about someone being inappropriate, irresponsible, dangerous, out of bounds. Jason Whitlock, have you met yourself? Okay? I remember an article you wrote about Serena Williams calling her an underachiever. Serena Williams, the greatest tennis player of all time. Top five athletes of all time, regardless of gender. You said she was an underachiever. One of your lines from that article was, seriously, how else can Serena fill out her size 16 shorts without grazing at her stall between matches? Jason Whitlock said Serena Williams has chosen to smother her athletic gifts into an unsightly layer of thick muscular blubber, a byproduct of her unwillingness to commit to a training regimen and diet. All of this coming from a man who waddles when he walks, a man who looks like he has to concentrate with every breath he takes, has the nerve to body shame Serena Williams. But that's what you do, Jason Whitlock. You love tearing down black excellence. You always strive to demonize black people in the media for absolutely no reason. Let's run through a few of them, shall we? I just told you about Serena. Well, Jason Whitlock also had something negative to say about LeBron James' equality commercial. How you speak down about a man who did a commercial encouraging equality? Listen to what he said about LeBron.
My point about LeBron James that I don't think people are getting, his athletic privilege and wealth define him more than the poverty and or racism that he experienced growing up. And therefore, if you buy that, you'll understand my analogy of why I say he's no different than Donald Trump.
My Emmett Till analogy is crazy, but wow. LeBron is like Donald Trump.
Come on, now that's crazy.
How, Sway? LeBron is about building bridges, bringing people together. Donald Trump builds walls. He wants to keep people divided. How are they remotely the same? Jason Whitlock also doesn't think Colin Kaepernick is authentic. Let's hear it.
Should Cap's sincerity still be questioned?
100%, and I think it's fair game. This kid was about Instagram models, tattoos, his abs, and building up the Colin Kaepernick brand until the very moment he loses his starting quarterback job, and now he's out here and he's Martin Luther Corn Roll. I don't buy it. I don't care. Oh, he's raising awareness for this or that.
See, that rhetoric is dangerous because it makes it seem like the issue that Colin Kaepernick was protesting isn't important. If you're making the white people you work with feel like Colin Kaepernick's protests aren't important, then by default, you're making what Colin Kaepernick is actually protesting, which is the unarmed killing of people, especially people of color, by the police, seem not important. But Jason Whitlock, this is what you do. It's your stick. This is how you get attention. Attack and demonize folks that are black and prominent in our community. I refuse to believe you would come caping for a woman of color the way you caping for Christine Leahy. See, you keep telling me not to make this a race thing, but the same way Christine Leahy used a textbook example of weaponizing whiteness and demonizing blackness, you are a textbook example of a twisted house slave. You are Steven in the Django. You are doing what you have to do to keep your white counterparts happy because you think it gives you some sort of job security. I mean, look, it's documented that no black people at ESPN wanted to work with you, so you went over to Fox Sports 1 to be the white man's watchdog. That's all you do is balk and try to bite black people on behalf of the white man. Because if that wasn't your agenda, you would have at least attempted to school Christine Leahy on why her rhetoric was dangerous, not just to LaVar Ball, but historically. Why that type of energy has been dangerous to black men in this country forever. Now, Jason Whitlock, I know you threatened me and said I was going to be dealt with, but I need you to have that same enthusiasm when it comes to dealing with your obesity. Okay, you need to lose weight, my brother. All right, your first, last, and best love will always be self-love, and that's why you don't love anyone. Look, Jason Whitlock is a house slave, but he don't love the white man. All he does is tear down black people, so we know he doesn't love us. But truth is, Jason Whitlock doesn't love himself. If he loved himself, he would lose weight. Hurt people hurt people. And when you are built like Cleveland Brown from Family Guy in real life, 9 times out of 10, you're hurt. And you better not get on Fox Sports 1 today and say I body shamed you, because damn it, you body shamed Serena. Mm-mm. And I'm not going back and forth with you because I know you eat this kind of attention up. I mean, you eat everything up, but you really love dining on attention. And I'm not giving you any more until you lose 200 pounds. I refuse to go back and forth with a man who doesn't love himself, okay? I would not take any critique from you serious until you take your life serious and lose weight. Jason Whitlock, if you're confused on what I'm telling you, it's simple. You're too fat for a fedora. And I don't take fat house slaves and fedoras seriously. I'm just using this as a moment to teach the white people you work with that are confused about why the Christian Leahy situation with LaVar Ball is so serious. And it's simply because some white women in this country have a history of weaponizing their whiteness to demonize the black man. And if guys like Jason Whitlock can't convey that message, then guys like Charlamagne Tha God can. Please give the fat fedora wearing house slave Jason Whitlock the biggest hee-haw, please.
All right.
I told y'all I was spreading love today.
That's a lot of love.
I'm giving out love for free this week.
You had that same energy. I like that.
I'm giving out love for free.
I like that. Well, 800.
That was love.
585-1051. Jason Whitlock's comments. What do you think? Call us right now. Let's talk about it.
And I'm going to bring my man Corey Holcomb in, too. Corey Holcomb got a show tonight at the Beacon Theater in New York at 7:30. He's in the lobby. I'm going to bring Corey in here.
All right. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Fat fedora wearing house slave named Jason Whitlock.
Just ether, but, Jason Whitlock.
But I don't have anything else to say. I got my man Corey Holcomb here.
Corey That's Holcomb, right. Welcome. Good morning.
How do you feel about Jason Whitlock, Corey?
He's a professional burper. He burps anywhere from 20 to 30 times a day. From food, alcohol, something. He burping.
Now, do you think he is what they call an Uncle Tom?
Well, he's definitely an Uncle Tom. Everything he says, he's looking for approval from Caucasian people, and
right.
I wanted those guys to know that Caucasian people see it. They like, wow, you really kissing butt dear. You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact. And you know what? Caucasian people don't like Uncle Tom's. I'm gonna tell you why. Because if you don't love your own people, it's only a matter of time if you turn on them.
All intelligent people know if you don't love yourself, that you know what I'm saying, you don't love them. So no matter how Jason Whitlock tries to get cool with them or whatever, I'm just saying, you're making a fool out yourself. Right, you're making a fool out of your people, and you're making a fool out of everything that has to do with you.
Because I watched the people he attacked. He attacked LeBron James, Serena Williams. He attacked Colin Kaepernick. And now Charlamagne Tha God. It just makes it seem like he has a problem deep down inside with himself.
He cannot stand people who can walk up a flight of stairs. If you ever let him go up some stairs behind you, just look back real fast. You're going to see him like, oh.
Now, what's your experience personally with Jason Whitlock?
One day he was in L.A. and he needed a ride to the hotel because he knew a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And, he put him off on me. But I was nice. I was like, oh, that's dude. Okay. I'll drop him off at the hotel. And I saw the loneliness in his eye. It was like when we was driving, I didn't even have my radio on, but that Incredible Hulk music was playing.
Yeah.
That sad music when I was around. I could tell he really wanted me to be like, hey, you want to go to a bar or something like that? But I was just like, no, let me drop you off, dude. I hope the elevator ain't working in the hotel. That'll make me get out and get my little iPhone out, watch you walk up the stairs. But I hope you're on the second floor.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. People want to talk. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Anthony.
Hey, what did you think of Jason Whitlock's comments?
Man, what I think is, man, I put him on the same level as Ben Carson. He has no idea what's going on. Like, he has no idea what the black community goes through. He doesn't understand what the black community is doing, such as LaVar Ball. Like, he doesn't understand why. The only reason he feels that she's right and saying is a threat because he wouldn't tell her how many shoes he sold. The only way the white man is still threatened is the black man is making money and they don't know how he's making money.
All right. Thank you, man. Now, what do you think of LaVar Ball? I think he's a cocky guy, but I love what he's doing for his kids.
You put it right, man. I think, like, if I was his friend, I'd be like, hey, cool out a little bit.
Just a little bit.
But we behind LaVar Ball I like his swag. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, he went on the show, old girl who was trying to get at him with all that negativity and try to hang him in the room, make it seem like he did something. He was just like this with her, like I would be if she was talking crazy about me.
Right.
I would love to meet a girl.
We see what goes on when somebody talks crazy on your show.
We need to get Zoe to run up on
Jason Whitlock show one time.
Zoe gonna do his elbow dance. And Aaron Spears is a turtle.
585-1051. Corey Holcomb is in the building. We're still taking your phone calls. Whitlock's comments.
What and Corey gonna be at the Beacon Theater tonight at 7 p.m.
We'll talk
in New
about
York
that when we come back.
Okay.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, Charlamagne gave Donkey of the Day to Jason Whitlock.
Yes, sir. I call him a fat fedora wearing house slave. And I'm not going back and forth with Jason. I challenged him. If you want to go back and forth with me, you got to lose 200 pounds.
Now, what if they want to come on the show?
I don't think that's necessary.
Because I know we've talked before about engaging with people who might have a different point of view and kind of having conversations with them. Is that, it worth a conversation?
If we bring Christian Leahy on the show, I got to bring Angela Rye up here for woman to woman to tell her why her weaponizing her whiteness to demonize the black man is wrong.
We got Angela Yee. She can do it.
She don't act like you threatened her.
Exactly. That's why I want a woman to do it. I would let a woman do it. Exactly.
We were going to have Tommy Lauren up here before she canceled. Why?
Well, God works in mysterious ways. She canceled, and we haven't made that mistake yet.
Now we have Corey Holcomb in the building. Now he's going to be at the Beacon Theater tonight or this weekend?
Tonight, Friday night, one show at the Beacon Theater down in Manhattan. Mm-hmm. That's the good part of town, right?
That's a good part of town. Yeah.
The Beacon Theater is a huge accomplishment.
Oh yeah, but see those girls in Manhattan, those girls down there are used to having stuff. Like they act like they don't need $60. I've been trying to get at them, but they no.
Now when we said you were coming, the first thing somebody said was ask him about Donald Trump. What's his opinion on Donald Trump?
Oh come on, man. You know, I'm a aware black man, so how can I be for Donald Trump? I know what he's about, but I will say this. Donald Trump, he real slick how he pass out money to the streets. You know he does that, right?
What you mean?
People in the streets, he pass them money. People with influence. Mm-hmm. Only problem is, if he feel like you got some notoriety, he get you up there in them towers, and when you get off the elevator, he got them cameras on you. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, man. So you can't sneak in there and get that money. I'm just telling everybody, if you're from the streets, you go up there and see him, he going to have it on video.
It's a photo op.
He going to get you, because I see their faces when they walk off that elevator like, oh, they got the cameras.
We're making things happen behind the scenes.
That's right. He going to set you up.
Now, 800-585-1051, a lot of people on the line want to give their view on Jason Whitlock's comments. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Von Isaac from Norfolk.
All right, what do you think of Jason Whitlock's comments?
Man, I think he was just reaching, and the fact that he tried to say anything about Charlamagne, I really think he was just like, because he was on that show trying to appeal to her, not really listening to what Charlamagne said, he was just trying to nitpick at the whole Emmett Till thing and then just take that and run with it. Basically, he's just dumb.
Okay.
He got what he wanted. He got the attention he wanted, I'm sure.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, Shirley. Hey, my name is Shells.
Hey, Shells. What do you think? What's the comments on Jason Whitlock?
I just want to shout out Charlamagne for really addressing these real issues, because the things that he is saying are cries out for attention, like in order to defend Christina. And I feel like Charlamagne broke it down with research and facts to back up his pettiness, to let him know that what he's doing is not okay.
Oh, you did see the pettiness, though. It was a little pettiness.
Of course.
Y'all know I'm the petty God. Come on now. I'm petty.
Of course. But God, you have to. Sometimes you have to, because they will get away with the things that they do. And if there's not people like Charlamagne to call you out on the BS that's going on, then it'll just slide by. And I just want to say thank you, because for people of color all over the world, like, we need somebody defending us.
That's real.
Thank you, Mama.
And that's why it's so crazy when he says it's hard for white people to understand the things that I'm saying. It wouldn't be if you would just tell the truth to him when you up there.
That's real, man. He mad because he got that dip in his bed. You already know when you see him walk. He got that dip in his bed, right in the middle. And it ain't come from being with a woman. That when he real tired and he fall in that bed, that dip is, it ain't going away. It ain't going. You got to start over with a new bed.
Now tonight, Corey Holcomb will be at the Beacon Theater. What time is the show, Corey?
It's 7:30.
7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now, Ticketmaster.com, or I'm sure the Beacon box office. Get there early. What else you working on, Corey?
I want to know, are you and Aries Spears cool now?
Is there a lawsuit?
Because people might not know, because he wasn't in the shot.
Corey Holcomb got a show called The 5150 Show. Really good show. You probably saw it on TMZ a couple weeks ago. The young man named Zoe took off his glasses and swung 100 punches at Aries. Probably landed two.
Aries said that he was drunk during the interview.
Aries came in there acting up. He was drunk, and he was embarrassed. So that's why I do want to say this, because I haven't had a chance to talk to him. Mm-hmm. But I'm not mad at you, Aries. That threatening message you left on my phone, I know you was just embarrassed.
If what
I took,
he say?
If I took him seriously, I'll be looking for him. You know what I'm saying? But I know.
When I see you and so on, you got 24 hours.
I'm getting my goons from Brooklyn and all that. And I was like, you ain't got no goons. He was, and you know, when I helped him up off the floor, I just never felt a man so soft.
Why helped him up off the floor?
No, see, y'all only saw the fight. The video got cut off. He kept hitting him till he fell to the floor.
Oh, so Zoe didn't land some punches?
Yeah.
Well, okay. He blocked the punches.
He fell to the floor, and I helped him up because I didn't want him to get beat up. But he was just really gooey when I helped him up. I never felt a man that soft. I was like, wow. You ain't never did a push-up.
Yeah.
Is there a lawsuit?
It costs money to file a lawsuit. Aries ain't got money to be fighting no lawsuit about some dude doing a internet show out of storage. Them people would be like, get out of my office.
Now, did you talk to Zoe about, you know, you got to let, and you know, the people that you interview say what they want. You just can't beat up everybody.
Yeah, but this is what wasn't said. Just like that lady... who they never say what they did.
Right.
They just, like, they were just talking about what Charlamagne did. The whole show, he kept touching him. During the breaks, he was very disrespectful, you know, and he was just a bad guy while he was up there. So it led up to all that.
But I told Zoe, unless it's light skin, man, we get emotional sometimes. You know, you only gonna push us but too far.
And I told Zoe, man, I bought this equipment. What if y'all tore up this equipment? Because that was the main thing I was worried about. Don't break the desk. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, Aries, I love you, man. Just be for real. If now you be for real, you won't have nothing to be embarrassed about, no matter what happened. If you get beat up for being for real, there's nothing to be embarrassed about.
That's real.
That. Right.
How do you feel about these man rompers that everybody's been very into, the romp him?
They got to be baggy.
Okay, so you're into it if it's baggy.
Well, if it's baggy, I might pull one off, but I'm a weirdo.
Wear no romp him, Corey.
I would wear it.
You know you would.
I would wear it just for the response. Yeah, I like when people talk about me because I know how to signify. You know what I'm saying? But I can't wear the tight one. Yeah. I can't wear the tight one. It'll show off all my flaws.
You look like a mechanic or something like that. Right. That's too baggy.
So, ladies, if you want to get him a gift for Christmas, he's looking for a baggy romper.
Baggy one, right.
Tonight, make sure you check out Corey Holcomb at the Beacon Theater. We appreciate you for joining us, bro.
That's right. And I want to say to all the ladies out there, real love is taking that burner phone number and earning your way to the real phone.
Oh, my goodness. All right. It's the Breakfast Club. Corey Holcomb, we got rumors on the way.
Hey, hey. Hey, hey.
Did you have your mask off when you did that donkey today this morning?
Hey.
What donkey today?
Okay.
What happened?
Morning, listen, everybody.
I didn't even realize today was Malcolm X's born day. I knew May 19th was his born day. I didn't realize today was the 19th. So
yes.
Salute to the god, Malcolm X.
All right. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Drake, Tory Lanez.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Rumor has it.
On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, I think we would all agree that there's been some tension between Drake and Tory Lanez, some shots fired between
Absolutely.
The two of them, some barbs exchanged. Well, they finally have posted a picture together, and Drake said, "The city needs more of this and less of that." And then he put six. So I guess the two of them, both from Toronto,
mm-hmm.
both artists doing their thing, have finally come together and,
That's good for this city.
I'm never going to be upset about unity between people. Okay? Mm-hmm. Never. I think unity is what we all need. So unity and group operation is a great thing, especially in Toronto.
Yeah, that's good for their city.
That's really... I mean, Toronto's had a...
like whatever little beef they had couldn't be that big. It wasn't anything super
serious. Yeah,
right.
Like, they've had a nice little wave, but it don't seem like they are still looked at as like a popping music scene. And I think it's because there's no togetherness.
All right, now let's discuss Gianvito Rossi. This bothers me because I do have some of these shoes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a luxury shoe company. And according to a manager that used to work there, she's saying that they said that Serena Williams was disgusting and would not give her the same discounts that they gave to white celebrities.
Wow.
Now, there is a racial discrimination lawsuit that Whitney Wilburn has filed. She said she was recruited to work there in 2015 from another Madison Avenue fashion house where she'd been for 5 years. But they said, according to Whitney, she was treated very poorly because she was black. She said that her experience left no doubt that there was racial animosity toward African Americans. For instance, when the world famous athlete Serena Williams, via her staff, asked for a discount on her extensive purchases, Gianvito managers responded with racially disparaging comments, which made it clear the company did not want African American to wear its shoes. They said she was disgusting, and then they were pressured to give a discount from Vogue magazine, they offered only a fraction of the discount that white celebrities typically receive. Now, she also says they threw numerous elaborate dinner parties and social events for all the boutiques that were managed by white employees and never once held an event for her store because she was the only black employee there for a year and a half.
Wow.
In that company.
What line was that? What's your line?
Gianvito Rossi.
It sounds expensive. Anything I can't pronounce probably is expensive.
It is.
Right, and I would think that I can't understand how anybody could not want to just sell their shoes to anyone who's a celebrity that wears them, that especially Serena Williams. Come on.
Right.
She's transcended any type of stereotype.
Whose shoes are these, Jason Whitlock's? No, I'm so confused on what's going on here.
Oh my goodness.
Basically, somebody has filed a racial discrimination lawsuit against that company.
Okay.
All right, Snoop Dogg has an album out, so congratulations to him. That's his 15th solo album. It's called Never Left. And David Banner has finally put out his God Box album, so that's available to stream now.
Oh, yeah, the God Box did come out.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Drop on the Clues Bombs for my man, David Banner.
Had to make sure we let you know.
That's right.
He first announced his album in 2014.
I thought he was supposed to be in town this week. Well, that's why I forgot.
I'm not sure. And Katy Perry has a new song out with Nicki Minaj. That's going to be her fifth studio album, by the way, that this song will be on. This song is called Swish Swish. Here's a little snippet for you.
Don't you come for me. No, not today. You're calculated. I got your number. Because you're a joker. And I'm a courtside killer queen.
All right, wow. And here's Nicki's part.
Don't be trying to double back. I already despise you. Yeah. All that fake love you've shown couldn't even disguise you. Yeah, yeah. When, Nicki getting tan. Mirror, mirror, who's the fairest bitch in all the land? Damn, man, this bitch is a stan. The generous queen that kiss a fan.
Listen, y'all know I'm here for Katy Perry, okay? I am a Katy Perry fan.
What was that dance you were doing?
I listen to One of the Boys all of the time. I listen to Teenage Dream all of the time. I love Prism, okay? It's a reason that I sing Last Friday Night Friday here on The Breakfast Club for the past 7 years. I've been to Katy Perry concerts by myself with the balloons falling from the ceiling.
I have.
Salute to my guy, crazy. Adam. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Adam. Adam Loveland.
I just saw Adam.
Adam hit me one night. Adam was like, look, we're having a private Katy Perry concert. Private Katy Perry concert? Where? And I was there by myself.
All right.
Hitting the balloons in the air. Okay.
This guy
right
here.
I was there.
Well, there you go. New music. All I'm right. Angela Yee. That's your rumor report.